The Weekend It Was is a segment that makes its debut tonight. It will provide a regular summary of events, issues or incidents that I have either witnessed or been made aware of that have had an impact late at night around Lismore over the previous weekend. If you would like to share something, you can submit it by email at info@bigrobs.com.au. Please advise if you would like to remain anonymous in your email. I used to post summaries on my Facebook pages some time ago, but stopped doing so since I became aware that police were heavily monitoring my Facebook accounts. There were concerns that the information could be used to prosecute individuals under the afraid charge tactic, even when those involved may be victims. I will rant about this tactic in the future. Thursday night was a quiet night. There were not many people around, so that in itself is not unusual. Most people seemed pretty happy, which is a refreshing change. Yet again, Friday night was a bit rough. Last Friday really drove home why many of us call it Friday Fight Night. The streets were full of young people who seemed to be very intoxicated. Heavy drinking was pretty obvious, but many seemed to also be on drugs. A lot of people were scared by the large groups of young people just hanging around on the footpaths. They had to walk past these groups to get to where they were going. Some were trying to rush past, while others were trying to wait them out. It can be pretty intimidating for a person to walk past large groups of loud, intoxicated teenagers, especially when being hassled for money and cigarettes. There were a few verbal arguments and small fights. One incident saw a young guy steal one of the bins in front of Big Rob's and run off with it. He must have been fairly drunk, since I have a few CCTV cameras watching and they are fairly noticeable. When I approached him to speak with him, some random guy walked up and kinged him for no apparent reason. The guy also threw a couple of quick jabs. I then stopped the fight and walked with the guy I was speaking with over to my shop. This brought flashbacks of the week earlier when a huge fight broke out with the guy I was speaking with. As much as I appreciate it, I do not like seeing anyone get hit, especially by those who think they are helping me out somehow. While continuing to speak with the young guy, a fight broke out in the shop across the road. I saw chairs lifted up and a number of people get involved. I ran over to assist the other shopkeeper. One of the guys fighting was the same guy who threw the punches earlier. We stopped the guy from using the chair. I grabbed one guy in a bear hug from behind and moved him towards the exit of the shop. The shop owner grabbed the guy who had hold of the chair. The police were fashionably late for this one and nothing came of it. Saturday night was also pretty quiet as far as Saturday nights go, but still saw an early street fight with some pretty big haymakers being thrown. The police were all over that one and the fight was quickly stopped. A couple of ladies' fights also attracted some attention. There is little more to add to this night. Big Rob's Rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can find me on Facebook by following the links to Big Rob's Rant on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au. You're listening to 92.9 River FM. I am Big Rob.